The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Howdy, this is Andy Griffith. I've been hearing a lot of talk on the radio about a celebration that's going on hereabouts, an anniversary or something like that. Well, let me tell you, I'm not one to be left out of the party. So you just add my signature to that greeting card so that I can join up with all the folks and say happy birthday. I appreciate it.
There's No Waiting, episode number 500.
Woo!
Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check it out. They've got the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. Make sure you go get a copy of that for next year. You got to get it. Great Christmas gift. You can also head over and get a Make America Mayberry Again bumper sticker. That's right. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 500 is Joe Gritton. Joe Gritton, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 500th episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. Wow, it's great to have you here with me. This episode's title is The New Barber because Joe Gritton, who is our executive producer, he went out of his way to actually take time to write an episode of the Andy Griffith Show. That's right. He wrote a whole episode. So you're going to be in for a treat here. You're going to be able to hear an entire lost episode of the Andy Griffith Show called The New Barber. So thank you to Joe for that. Thank all of you. Thank you for joining me for the 500th episode and for all the episodes you've listened to in the past. Stick around at the very end. We've got some voicemails from folks that have that called in and wished me well for this 500th episode. I'm excited about it. It's a milestone. It's been 10 years as well. 10 years ago, I started this podcast, and this is our 500th episode. Wow, it's big. So without further ado, guys, here's what I want. If you're watching the video version, you're going to be able to see basically just a old radio. So that's what I want you to think about. Even if you're not watching the video, you think about it. But you're going to see a video of an old radio and people sitting around listening to the radio. That's what this episode is. It is a old-time radio version of the Andy Griffith Show. And Joe did his best to make it enjoyable and reminiscing at the same time. So you're going to be able to reminisce about memories from the Andy Griffith Show. And you're going to be able to hear the streets of Mayberry and see in your mind's eye the people talking and visiting with one another and just remembering great times that occurred in Mayberry. So without further ado, if you're not driving, you can close your eyes, sit back, and listen to an episode of The Andy Griffith Show.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith with Ronnie Howard. Also starring Don Knotts.
Oh, well, hello there, Floyd. Top of the morning.
Hey, Bert. It's good to see you, my friend. Yeah, have a seat here, won't you? Join me. Say, you're not carrying that big sample case. Yeah, and you're not over at Weaver's either. You having a day off or something?
Oh, I guess you haven't heard. It's a year off, or maybe I should say years off. Yeah, I hung up my case for good. I'm living the dream here in Mayberry. Retired. Just taking it easy and visiting friends like you. But it looks like you're still holding down the barbershop.
Well, it might look that way. Yeah, it's supposed to look like that. But you see, I've sort of stepped down, you know. I got a younger fella who's running the shop now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm just a greeter. Yeah, I'm kind of semi-retired, you know. And after that spell, I lost some of my feeling in my left side. And I just can't stand up all the time like I could. And so, you know, we had to take on a partner, kind of taking over.
Oh, really? So what do you have to do as a semi-retired greeter?
Oh, well, there's lots of duties. Lots to do. Yeah. Well, I sit out here, and I say hello, and, you know, I maintain the bulletin board. Very important. Very important. The new fella says it's very important for news of the county to be here on the bulletin board. Yeah, very important.
Oh, is that it?
No. I got other duties, too. Yeah, let's see. In the last month or so, yeah, let's see. I maintain the magazines. I stack them up and spread them out there where people can see them. I put new ones in there, and I take the real old ones out. Yeah, it's quite a job, the magazines. Yeah, magazines are quite a job. Yeah, but I got the muscles to swing it.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Maybe I could be a greeter for weavers.
Well, it's a lot of responsibility. Oh, I almost forgot. Yeah, I do reservations, too. I take reservations for haircuts. I do that.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I'll make a reservation. When do you have an opening?
Well, let me see. Can you come back tomorrow?
Oh, is it all booked for today? Doesn't look like anyone's in the way.
Oh, no, it's not that. Yeah, it's not that. You see, I left the notebook at home. Yeah, the one I take the reservations in. Well, at least I think it's at home. Haven't seen it for a little while. I think you could definitely work you in anytime, except maybe the third Friday of the month at noon. Yeah, he has a standing reservation then. Yeah, it's in my notebook. That's how I know.
Oh, well, I'll just sit here with you for a bit if that's okay.
Yeah, of course it is, Bert. Yeah, you're like me, you know. Yeah. An institution of Mayberry. That's what they said. Yeah, that's what the news fella said. He says Floyd's Barbershop is a institution of Mayberry. Yeah. Yeah, so he wants to keep my name on the window there. Yeah, and he wanted me to stay on as a greeter, too.
Well, I don't know about being an institution, Floyd. You've been here a long time. That's why you're a legend in Mayberry.
Yeah, not a legend. An institution. Institution. Yeah. Yeah, my landlord said that one time as well. Yeah, you remember him, the kind of tall fellow with a mustache? You remember him?
Well, yeah, God knows. Yeah, you know Floyd. I just had that one week in town when I made a big splash because Andy and Barney built that little stand for me. I'm not really memorable in Mayberry. I don't think I'm really memorable institution like you.
You'd be surprised, Bert. Yeah, lots of people who've come through Mayberry for just a short time, they're very memorable. Yeah, a lot of folks remember. And people still talk about them all the time. Yeah. Some are good, and, yeah, well, some not so good, but, oh. Hey, look over there. There's Otis Campbell. Yeah, he looks like he's heading over to the jail. Yeah, he and I are like brothers, you know. Yeah, looks like he's heading over there. Yeah, it is Friday, isn't it? Yeah, I bet he's going over to sleep one off or something. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What were we talking about? I can't remember.
Oh, memorable people. You know, who just came through town for a short time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How could I forget that? Well, let's say memorable people in Mayberry. Oh, yeah. I knew a fella. Yeah, the fella that talked me into a two-chair shop. Yeah, Meldwin. That was his name. Meldwin. Yeah, he claimed he was a barber. But he was really just taking, you know, gambling bets.
A bookie here in Mayberry?
Yeah, and you know who caught him? You know who caught him? Barney. Yeah, Barney dressed up like a lady. Yeah. Oh, you should have seen him, too. Andy came in just in time, or it could have gotten ugly.
Barney was dressed as a lady? That does sound kind of ugly already.
Yeah, ugly. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, ugly. It was an ugly scene, but Meldwin, he got arrested, along with a couple of his gang.
Wow. A wall lawbreaker right here in Mayberry. Who would have thunk that?
Oh, you know, he's not the only lawbreaker. Yeah, we've had, you see, swindlers and con men and pickpockets and hustlers and counterfeiters, bank robbers, yeah, persuasive women. Yeah. It's wide open, I tell you, Bert. Mayberry is wide open.
Well, it sounds like Mayberry's a regular Dodge City at times.
Well, it does kind of sound that way, but not really, you know. Andy's, he's good at sniffing them out and either arresting them or running them out of town. Yeah, Mayberry is quite friendly, sleepy little town, after all. And sometimes it makes it appear to be kind of a cream puff to a crook.
These lawbreakers and such being memorable is not such a good thing then, right?
Well, that is true, yeah. Well, whether they wanted to or not, they left a kind of lesson for someone in Mayberry. You know, like that young Bailey fella. Yeah, that got stopped for speeding. He was used to his rich daddy cleaning up his messes, but he ended up taking responsibility. Yeah, it's a great example for Opie. Yeah, that little fella learned a lot from him. Oh, and all those drifters. A fella with a game leg who had the kids stealing stuff for him. Procrastinator. You remember? Yeah, Procrastinator. Yeah. Dave Brown, I believe that's his name. Yeah, he had the golly wobbler and the magic word Tuscarora. Yeah, well, he got himself arrested just so Opie wouldn't follow his example.
Oh, I see.
And then there were folks trying to find love, so they said. Anyway. That young lady, her name was Melissa. Yeah, she had Barney wrapped around her little finger and tricked him into an engagement. And then there was old Mr. Wheeler, Goldbrick, they called him. Yeah, he was sweet on Aunt Bee, but he was tricking Andy and doing all the work around the house, and he was getting all the credit. And who can forget that fella, Mr. Fields? Oh, bad belly. Yeah. He had Mrs. Middlebright take all of her savings out of the bank. Yeah. Ran him out of town. That's what Andy did. Yeah. People heard about him, understood that May and Mayberry, love has to be true and it's sincere.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Hey, now look over there. Look over there, Bert. Yeah. That farm truck by the feed and grain. See that couple?
Yeah, they were holding hands. Well, now they're throwing bags of feed in the truck, both of them.
Yeah, see. That's Jeff and Frankie Pruitt, yeah. Hardest working, but the happiest couple in the county. Yeah, he came to town once and wanted to find a wife right away. Yeah. Barney gathered up a bunch of ladies, like he did for Andy that time. Yeah, he got it in. Yeah, you remember how that backfired? Well, this one did too. Jeff tried to steal his girl, Thelma Lou. Anyway, he settled down, took it slow, and the Mayberry way, and he met Frankie. They hit it off, got married, and now they operate two farms, the Pruitt Flint Farms. Her daddy helps out when he can, but he slowed down a little, you know, like me.
The Mayberry way, I like that. I've had to travel around a bit to make enough sales, but I've always liked Mayberry and considered it my home base. I don't know if Mayberry likes people selling stuff, but it's been good to me.
Oh, yeah. We've had lots of people come to Mayberry for business, yeah. Good customers, yeah, we are here. Yeah, good for business. Yeah, good for business. Yeah, a fella set a record for shoe sales here, yeah. And he might have gotten a little confused what he was here for. The men around here thought he was from a TV talent show. Oh, silly guys. Yeah. So I had my boy, Randall, and we played a little saxophone for him. The shoes were nice, but, you know, we bought into the record business. That was another time. Yeah, bought stuff out of a truck, cheap stuff like a watch. And it stopped, by the way. The watch didn't work. They even invested in a treasure map one time, but that didn't end well either. Yeah, maybe he's always welcome, people. Yeah. Always trying to make a little money. Oh, did you see the manicurist I put on here at the shop for a few days?
No. I think I was in Silas City at the time, but I heard about it all the way over there.
Well, she did quite well. Attracted a crowd, if you know what I mean. But she had to move on because all the wives and girlfriends in town, they got a little jealous having their men hold hands and such with them. Well, Andy said it best. Nature had been very good to her.
She was pretty conventional, I heard. Could talk many fellas into a nail trim.
Oh, yeah. Persuasive women. Yeah, she was a persuasive. Persuasive indeed, yeah.
You said something earlier about persuasive women. Was she the only one?
Oh, no, no. There were others. Even I, well, yeah, I got mixed up one time and with, yeah, after being mesmerized by a persuasive woman.
Oh, was this the Lonely Hearts Club lady? I heard about that. Madeline Grayson.
Oh, no. No, not her. Don't bring her up. Don't talk about her. Yeah, I tried to block that one out. Yeah, I guess her too, but that's not who I was thinking about. Yeah, maybe I should have gone on to Nashville when that happened.
So you've been persuaded by more than one woman, Floyd?
Well, yeah. Well, sort of. Well, at times, yeah, well, this woman fooled me and Barney and even Opie one day. She fooled us to get out of a speeding ticket in jail.
Oh, wow. I bet that took some doing. You and Barney and a child.
Well, you know, she let me do her hair. Yeah, that's a professional compliment to a barber. Yeah. We call it diversifying your talent.
So a lady prisoner had you all wrapped around her finger, huh?
Well, she just played some mind tricks on me or something. Yeah, to get my mind. She got into my mind, and I forgot I saw her speeding. Yeah. There's another lady prisoner one time. One that had Barney and Andy wrapped around her little finger. Yeah, not your ordinary prisoner there. Yeah, a jewel thief. Jewel thief, don't you? Very persuasive. Very persuasive. Very. Yeah. I didn't get fooled by her, at least, like they did. At least I didn't get. Yeah, at least not me.
Did you see her or talk to her?
Yeah. Hey, look. There's Clara Evers out in front of the butcher shop. The way she's talking and waving her arms, and it looks like she's cutting somebody. Look at me. Yeah. Well, let me see, Bert. Let's see, Bert. You asked a question about it. Did I see her? No, I didn't see her. I didn't know. I didn't see her. But I could smell her perfume from right here the next day.
How did you know it was expensive?
Well, you don't sell witch hazel for 30 years and not know a good fragrance when you smell it.
Didn't you and Barney get mixed up with some woman prisoner? Maybe out at O'Malley's place? Yeah, that's what I heard from Sarah, anyway.
Well, yeah, that's just a... Well, what a blabbermouth. That's Sarah. That was a while back. Yeah. Imagine it's someone who spreads gossip all over her work like that. It's Sarah. You know, I've heard a lot happens over at the beauty shop, too. Yeah. Say, did you hear about Phoebe, who works part-time down at the lingerie store? Yeah, she does part-time modeling, too.
Yeah. That wouldn't be gossip now, would it, Floyd?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I heard it at the courthouse, yeah. Yeah, from what Barney calls a undisposed source of reliable credibility.
Well, I guess it's a fact, then. If Barney said it like that, I mean, you guys survived that lady prisoner escape together.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I had to put on an act and cooperate. There would have been curtains for Al.
Speaking of putting on an act for it, tell me more about when Madeline Grayson came to town to visit Floyd Lawson Enterprises. What happened to Cliff Devereaux's place, Floyd? What happened up there?
Who told you about that? Who told you? That Sarah, she is a blabbermouth. She just talks about everything.
Let's just say it was an undisposed source of reliable credibility.
Well, Madeline, you see, Madeline, she was from a wealthy family. Drove a fancy car. Fancy car. She expected me to be a wealthy widower who looked debonair. And that's why Andy called me debonair.
Yeah. Andy was in it on it too, or was it Paul?
Now listen, Bert, that's a story I'd rather not get into.
Well, maybe that's enough about women. Let's just get on from that. It's getting a little wild in Mayberry. What about...
Hey, speaking of women getting a little wild, another salesman came through. He was selling Indian elixir. Yeah, he was out of a rolling stand. Yeah. Well, Aunt B, she brought a couple of bottles for some pep. She thought it'd help her pep up. Yeah, but really, she got a little crocked.
Aunt B's tipsy? I can't believe that. She won't even make rum cake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but she got fooled by this Colonel Harvey fella in his persuasive ways. Yeah, so he was persuasive, too.
Well, I thought the only one that got crocked in Mayberry was that fella in that seersucker jacket I just saw.
Yeah, you talking about Otis? No, a lot more than him. For a few more. Yeah, Mayor Stoner even got it. Yeah.
You're talking about the Mayor Stoner? That's crazy. What happened to Mayor Stoner?
Yeah, well, not just him. Yeah, and Barney. Barney, too. Barney, a number of times. He just gets a whiff of Otis's stash or maybe some mulberry squeezes or some cider that may have turned hard. And he's sheets to the wind in no time. Yeah, singing up a storm.
Well, now I believe that one I can believe about Barney. But Mayor Stoner and Aunt B.
Hey, look over there across the street there going into the drugstore.
Oh, hey. Is that Henry Bennett? Didn't y'all call him a jinx?
Yeah, whenever you see Henry Bennett in dry clothes, you assume it's going to be a good day.
Why is that? From the fishing contest?
Yeah, your boat completely sinks in the lake. If that happens, you're going to be wet. Yeah, it's like falling in a well or something.
Yeah, I guess so. So dry clothes means he hasn't sunk any boats. Is that what you're saying?
Or knocked over a water tower, hit a fire plug, or got caught in the pouring rain. Yeah, or falling in a well. Because if you fall in a well...
you're going to be wet.
As a collie dog after a swim, yeah, you're going to be wet. Yeah. Look, there's a new fella now coming down the street. He lives outside of town with his new wife.
He looks familiar, but I can't place him.
Yeah, just give him a few minutes to go inside and get himself ready. Yeah, he likes to look just right, clean shaven. Yeah, he learned that in barber college.
Good morning, gentlemen. It'll be just a few minutes.
Good morning. No hurry.
Hey, good morning.
Man, you sure does sound familiar, Floyd.
Yeah.
So I know your wife's been gone for a few years now, Floyd. Nobody would see any harm of you having a friend in the Lonely Hearts Club mailing list, even Madeline Grayson.
I've noticed that nothing I never said ever did me any harm. You know who said that?
Herbert Hoover.
No, Herbert Hoover didn't say that. Calvin Coolidge said that. Yeah. I've noticed that nothing I've never said never did me any harm.
So you're not talking about it?
Yeah, my lips are sealed. Take a look.
Floyd's Barbershop is open for business.
Yeah, this is Bert Miller, my good friend and fellow businessman.
How do you do, Mr. Miller? Please come inside and have a seat. Would you like a water?
Hey, now I remember you. Aren't you Ernest T. Bass?
Yeah, well, the very same. It's me. Better look good. It's free.
Yeah, he's a graduate of Mount Pilot Barber College. Yeah, he understudied with me here at the barbershop. Yeah, when I had my spell, he would come in and sweep up the hair and do other things to help out. Started asking a few questions, and then one thing led to another.
Yeah, Bass is the name. Cutting hair is now my fame.
Tell him your motto, Ernesty Bass.
Yeah, no rocks to throw, just locks to go.
Get it? Your hair. Your hair's in locks. You get that?
Yeah, that's very clever. Did you think of it, Floyd?
No, let's see. Opie did. It was Opie. He's a smart young man. Clever. He'll probably be running that movie house someday. Yeah. Oh, hey, look. Another institution. Hello, Mr. Schwamp. Yeah, have a seat right here. Yeah, he doesn't say much, Bert, but look at that smile and approving nod. Yeah. Hey, do you want a little trim around the back today? Mr. Schmuck, maybe a shave. Yeah. There's just one ahead of you.
Oh, let him go ahead, Floyd. I'm just getting comfortable here and enjoying the visit.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Schmuck. And would you tell Ernest T. to bring out a checkerboard? Just point it out. Point it to it, and he'll bring it to me. Yeah, he'll know what to do.
Here's a checkerboard, Mr. Lawson. And here's some mail. It looks like you got another one of those letters.
Yeah, thanks, Ernest T. Yeah, not another lucky letter. Oh, I hate to get it. Well, you don't want to break the chain and get kicked by a mule or anything. I guess I'll just send it on. You want to get the red or the black checkers, Bert?
Well, red's fine, I guess. To match my hair. it used to be red. Say, not to be nosy, but that doesn't look like a chain letter, Floyd. That looks like a business letter. It's addressed to Floyd Lawson Recording Studio.
Yeah, Recording Studio. Oh, that's a joke. Remember that recording album we did? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought I took my name off that Lonely Hearts clip. Yeah, but I just can't believe. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to do.
It's okay, Floyd. Forget about it. Oh, let's just play checkers.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but just a peek in the shop now and then. Yeah. Mr. Schwump likes to sit in the chair and get a shave, but he never gets his trim of his hair. Never trims his hair. Yeah, I don't think it's real. Yeah. Ernest E. said he's seen livelier hair on a dead muskrat. Yeah, but don't tell him much. Yeah.
Oh, no, not a word. We wouldn't want anyone going around gossiping and getting it, say it was told at Floyd's barbershop. Oh, no, sir.
Hey, looky here. Look who's coming up the street, Bert. Yeah. Hey, park yourself down here and have a seat, Cedric. Yeah. It's good to see you. Yeah. You made your way in from Pine Ridge, have you? It's good to see you here. Hey, you want to take the winner of this checker game?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Floyd. Nope. It's a good thing you invited me to sit down, though. I'm getting a little tired, but I got some fresh cookies in this here bag. I'm making a better share. I thought I could share them for you. Yeah. I'll eat them before I get home, though. Yeah. You guys, you sitting out here looking at cars?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, of course, yeah. What? Looking at cars. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah. Say, Bert, remind me to tell you about Daphne and Skippy from Mount Pilot. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Cedric, do you need a haircut today? Yeah, Bert's the only one in line in front of you. Mr. Schwamp's in there, though.
Well, no, Mr. Floyd. No, I don't need a haircut. You know, I got to head back to Pine Ridge. Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner are waiting for me over at the store. I got to get back.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess so. Well, Cedric, it's good to have you here from Pine Ridge. We always enjoy seeing you guys.
Well, yeah, it's always good to be here, too. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Swamp, you're done. Well, it looks good. You want to join us?
Oh, that's definitely a nod if I've ever seen one of them.
Say, Mr. Swamp, would you mind walking over to Foley's and get a quart of milk? Yeah. Cedric here, he's got some cookies. Yeah, he's got cookies. Yeah. I'll put one of those chairs out from in the store there and get some cups. Yo, oh, look. Hey, Bert. Look at there. It's a Bunley boy. Yeah, coming in for a haircut. Yeah, you better go on ahead and get yours before you lose your spot.
Oh, you know, Floyd, I may just have to put that haircut off till tomorrow after all.
Yeah, you don't need to rush off or anything.
No, just the opposite, Floyd. I want to stay right here. Playing with these checkers.
Oh, look. Look at that little girl over there with the brand new bicycle. Isn't she cute?
I just double jumped you there. You need to king me. Oh, I've got good friends, good cookies, milk on the way. Oh, the weather's perfect. Oh, and I've got one of the best seats in Mayberry. And look, Mr. Swamp's back. Yeah, he agrees it's the best side. Look at that smile. Yeah, Mr. Swamp.
And don't forget, Dry Henry Day. It's Dry Henry Day. I don't know if you know. And everyone in town remembers you and appreciates you, Bert. You know that. They Yeah, I appreciate
you. Oh, and besides, you still need to tell me about Daphne and Skippy. You didn't tell me that. Oh, Cedric, you get the winner. Oh, well, that's me. Sorry, Floyd.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, kind of lost my concentration. Yeah, hey, go ahead, Mr. Schwab. Pour your milk first and pick out a cookie.
Well, you're a busy guy, Floyd. Being a greeter and reservations guy and all that.
Yeah, you know, you're right there, Bert. Yeah, like this life, semi-retired, carefree. Yeah, friends around, people walking by happy. Perfect little quiet town.
Yeah. Mr. Floyd, what was about the Skippy and Daphne?
Yeah, Floyd, let's hear that story.
Well, you see, Andy told Helen and Thelma Lou that they had to work late over at the courthouse and then sent them off to go to the movies. And, well, you know, these two girls they had met in Mount Pilot came into town in fast cars. Yeah, Cedric, you'd like that.
Yeah, I would. Yep. Yeah, Mr. Floyd, yeah, I like cars.
Well, wait now. Yeah, they didn't have a car, did they? Yeah. Anyway, they ran into Barney at the diner. Well, of course, he brought her back.
Hi, everyone. This is Randy. I just wanted to take a moment to congratulate Alan on his impressive accomplishment of broadcasting 500 episodes of the wonderful Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast. I think Alan sometimes undersells what he does to a degree. You know, I realize it's not a scripted show, and he, I think a lot of times kind of implies, hey, I'm just you're visiting with the Mayberry community. But I think everyone also knows that there's an immense amount of work that Alan has to put in to do this. And it also ignores the really incredible feat of broadcasting so regularly for so many years. I also want to thank Alan for including me in this podcast since 2017. I hope that my work makes his work just a little bit less burdensome. But it means a lot to me that he asked me. Alan's been really kind to me throughout the past 2 years. And while my participation in the podcast has definitely caused me to focus on Mayberry in other ways, really the biggest benefit I've gotten from this is in forming a friendship with Alan and Jan. So congratulations, Alan, on reaching an impressive milestone. Here's to 500 more.
Hello, Floyd. This is Henry Bennett, and I wanted to congratulate you on your D show. Oh, D in Roman numerals, meaning 500th. Congratulations once again, and nothing but good luck. If anything goes wrong, don't blame me. It just happened. Once again, congratulations and good luck.
Hey, everybody. This is Colonel Harvey, also known as Keith Brown. Just wanted to say a quick word of thanks to everybody who has been out there praying for me and sending me pictures and videos and things so that I was really a part of the Mayberry days, even though I could not come. I'm going to fight this thing and beat this thing, and I appreciate all your prayers and support. Secondly, I wanted to say a big congratulations to Alan and the 500th episode of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. God bless everybody and see you all soon.
It's me, it's Steve Reeves. I'm Ernest T's ugly cousin. We just got back from killing mockingbirds in Old Man Kelsey's woods and wanted to pop in and congratulate Alan on his 500th podcast of Two Chairs No Waiting. That's such a special accomplishment. I went out and bought you a gold tooth for the occasion. I wish you continued success, and here's hoping for another 500 shows. Now you want to hear me and Ernest T sing Goober Peas? Wait, sorry, no time for amenities now. Me and Ernest T got dates with Sweet Romina and Sweet Rowena. It's time to take my leave. But you ain't heard the end of Stephen E.
All right, folks. Hey, I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast tonight, our 500th episode. I want to thank everybody that took time to call in. I want to thank Joe Gritton for writing the episode. And if you didn't pick up on Cedric Weehun is a character from Lum and Abner Radio Show, and he got put into the podcast as well. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did. 500 episodes. I have no idea what we're going to do for 501, but we will be back next week, and I would really love to hear from you. If you didn't get to call me or write me this week, do it now at 888-684-8415. Call me, leave a message. I'd love to hear from you, just like I heard from those guys. Thanks to all of them for calling and writing, and folks that have been in the chat room, thank you for showing up. Folks over at Facebook as well. It's been a lot of fun, and we will see you all next week right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Have a great week, and thanks again.